You and Junior are into this Rick Steves character, PBS travel expert.
Yeah, we've just watched him for so many years. You know, 20 years now I've been watching him. He's been around for forever. Based up in Seattle, he's the guy who teaches you how to travel around Europe with very little money. Okay. He's always got great travel tips, you know, while you're over there. And he's just, but he has kind of a, I don't know, a strange voice to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, did you also know he's apparently a fantasy football expert as well?
If you held a gun to my head, I would have told you there's no way he likes any sports.
Well, let's get some travel tips and fantasy football advice from Rick Steves, who joins us now.
Hello, adventure seekers and NFL fans. I'm Rick Steves. I'm known mainly as a travel expert, but I'm also a closet NFL fan.
Okay.
And I love to play fantasy football. So today I'd like to offer you a few travel and fantasy football tips. Join me now as we explore Europe and the NFL through the back door.
Yeah.
A few tips before we start. Try to travel during the shoulder seasons. A durable player from a high-scoring offense is never a bad choice. And when in doubt, ask a local. Having a tough time deciding between Aaron Rodgers and Matty Ice as your fantasy quarterback? Why not make the decision while strolling the lovely canals of Bruges, referred to by many as the Venice of the North?
Yeah, you
have to do with those two teams.
Yep. Be sure to enjoy some of the local Belgian delicacies, like frites with mayo, dreamy chocolate, and a monk-made beer. And don't forget the mussels. Speaking of mussels, which sackmaster should you take in the third round of your fantasy draft?
So weird, this report.
Consider Von Miller, or maybe another Aggie, rookie Miles Garrett. Make the choice while viewing Michelangelo's early 16th century masterpiece, The Madonna and Child, found in the Church of Our Lady in the medieval city center. From Bruges, take a train to the City of Lights, Paris. I love gay Paris.
Okay.
First stop, the Luxembourg Gardens. Grab a bench in a quiet part of the park and consider taking Le'Veon Bell over Todd Gurley as your starting running back.
Why would you have to travel
around? You have to go to Paris to do that?
These. I don't know.
If the decision proves too tough to make on your own, why not ask a local? Parisians aren't as standoffish as you think, and they're almost always happy to offer some fantasy football advice.
I don't know about that.
While in Paris, don't forget about selecting a special teams unit. And what better place to do so than the Eiffel Tower? For the best views of the iconic Parisian landmark, walk the Champ de Mars, the beautiful park on the left bank. It's here where taking the Cardinals special teams over the Raiders will become an easy choice. Don't forget to walk the most famous avenue in the world, the Champs-Élysées. Last year on this very avenue, I decided to go with Dak Prescott over Jared Goff, and what a great travel decision that turned out to be. Worried about spending your first-round fantasy pick on 40-year-old Tom Brady? Why not make the call while visiting the lovely Bavarian capital of Munich? Join the locals in a festive beer garden, indulge in some Wiener Schnitzel, and weigh the pluses and minuses of Brady versus Breeze. From Munich, it's onward to Florence, the capital of the beautiful Italian region of Tuscany. Wondering if Larry Fitzgerald or Antonio Brown would make a better pair of receivers than Julio Jones and Dez Bryant? Why not make the choice in one of Florence's inviting piazzas, where families, friends, pets, and fantasy football lovers gather to soak in the warm summer evenings. Be sure to try one of the famous Tuscan red wines. Not sure which one to wash down your pasta with? Ask a local.
Oh.
Finally, as we leave Tuscany, all roads lead to Rome. It's here where you should decide between Jordan Reed or Greg Olsen. The best place to make that decision? Why, it's Rome's famous Colosseum, of course. Imagine the gladiators of yesteryear while completing your fantasy roster of modern-day gladiators. If you have time, swing by Vatican City. It can't hurt to have the Pope bless your fantasy football team for the upcoming season. A few other tips. Don't like the summer heat or summer crowds? Sightseeing at night can be just as much fun and offer some magnificent city light views.
So Rick Steves.
Do you have an important surgery scheduled for this weekend and you're not sure what kind of anesthesia to use? why not ask for a local?
Oh, my local gosh,
anesthesia.
What a shoehorn.
That way you won't miss any of the NFL action.
What?
Thanks for joining me today. I hope you've learned something. Until next time, I'm Rick Steves. Happy travels, and I hope your fantasy football team kicks booty.
Oh, wow. That's some great advice there.
I can't tell you how... I know you don't watch Rick Steves, George.
No.
But I can't tell you how genius this just was.
I'm going to start, though, after
this.
Oh,
it's so spot on. And I don't remember seeing him ever give fantasy football advice on his show,
though. Just seems so unrelated to travel abroad. But there you go. It was brought together there by the fake Rick Steves. It's 8:46 on the ticket.